Researchers have been following the physical development and health of about 1,000 New Zealanders since they were born in the early 1970s. This ongoing research, called the Dunedin Study, after the southern New Zealand town where many of the subjects were born, has provided clues to understanding how childhood health affects the physiological health of the subjects, now in their early 30s. Duke University researcher Avshalom Caspi recently examined data from these subjects, looking at how childhood hardships such as abuse, violence, poverty, and isolation might have lasting health consequences for the subjects as young adults.
What we're looking at here in particular is whether or not childhood stress is not only related to something like depression, but does it actually affect, you know, various metabolic conditions? Is it, you know, registered in the neuroendocrine system?
Caspi and his colleagues found these people indeed had more risk factors for chronic diseases, such as diabetes and heart disease, than their peers who did not experience psychological hardship as children. Caspi says the risk factors he found are the kinds of things typically found in older people: elevated blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and being overweight.
We speak of these really as kind of risks for age-related disease. And the idea is that already at midlife, what you present with are conditions that increase the risk of having these age-related diseases, such as cardiovascular disease.
Caspi says this research begins to confirm the long-held suspicion that poor adult health actually may be created by the conditions experienced in childhood, and not just the physical problems of childhood, but the psychological ones too. And he says this knowledge may change the way doctors could look at treating the diseases of adulthood.
Intervention efforts to improve health often concentrate on lifestyles in adulthood. Get people to stop smoking, get people to exercise more. But one of the things that we're also learning is that a lot of the risks for adult poor health may already be laid down early on in life.
And Caspi says that if society wants to improve people's health in middle and old age, perhaps decision makers need to concentrate more on ways to improve the health and well-being of children. Caspi's research is published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.